that we got some landscapers numbers from the garden show. We got, yeah. So we do have an appointment set up for May 10th with one guy. The problem with them, the problem with that one guy though, is they don't do concrete. And I kind of wanted the patio to be concrete, but all they do is pavers. Which yeah. we're wanting to eventually put a table, you know, like a kitchen table and all of that kind of stuff. And I feel like pavers are not even. And so it makes it weird. And like when you try to put chairs on pavers, you know, the leg of the chair goes in a crack and somebody falls over. So I feel like I wanted concrete. And the thing is, they don't do a design unless they're also doing the job. And so... anyway, we have an appointment with them, but I don't know if that's going to work out. Because there was so much they don't do. They pretty much just do like the rock, the pavers, and the plants. You know, any of the like hardscape stuff that you want. If you want a hot tub.
Are you guys talking about food?
Because what?
I was queuing something up. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, we have some numbers. We have some numbers. But I don't know. I'm just saying... I've accomplished a lot, but not landscapers yet.
Okay. So the thing I didn't talk about on the show that I was going to talk to you about in post show. I know that you are a big fan of the soft porn oeuvre, the whole you like to watch things on Netflix that will push it as far as they can go, you know, that kind of.
I mean, not in a, I don't use it as, you know.
No, I'm just saying, I know you're a fan of that.
Yeah. And I mean, I seek that out. I don't know why.
The other day, I was on Amazon Prime because I was watching Marvelous Miss Maisel. And, which by the way, great show, Marvelous Miss Maisel. Anyway, because I watched a gay movie once. I have like all the gay movies suggested to me and I'm scrolling through and I see this series on Amazon Prime called Helix Studios Presents. Now, you know Helix Studios, right?
Yeah. Doesn't Joe love all the porn from Helix?
Yeah. Helix is twinks. Just like, you know, if you weighed more than, I don't know, 86 pounds, you're not a Helix
model. Is that like the Bellamy of the 2020s?
It's the Bellamy of America.
Okay.
Because sure. Bellamy is
so they're a little trashier.
They made two fucking seasons of this show. Of the Helix Studios Presents. Would you like to hear the
I may have watched. Because there was a show on Prime that was about these cam boys or something. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's the same, but anyway.
Uh-huh. I can't remember the name of it. This is Helix Studios Present. Let me just give you a taste of some of the great act. Now keep in mind, I like porn. I've seen most of these guys in porn. Like I've seen most of these guys doing naked scenes, right? There is no nakedness in this. They'll get down to their underwear making out and then boom, it's the next day, right? So there's just kissing and making out and stuff like that. But here's some of the great acting, Adam. It's like, because I originally was like, oh, this might be interesting if it was a behind the scenes at Helix Studios.
Did they go to this house and they're staying at this house?
No,
and
there's a RV. No, they're in an RV that they pick and they're just picking up. And the one thing that I love about most of the comments on this is like, yeah, this is like just white boys. This is just skinny white boys. It's like as if every single person they come into contact with is another skinny white boy. It's just like, you know, there's as if nothing else in the United States is, there's no other people in the United States other than just skinny white boys. But here's some of the great, great dialogue that we get here.
So I'm in.
Oh, now we're in the music
section. Like, yeah, it was fun. We're Mean Shade surviving up there. Yeah.
It's really nice in there. Mm-hmm. We definitely got a good one.
I'm gonna rip the shit out of your pen too.
Yes, we did. The similar drink, love that.
Hey, cheers.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes, lemon.
It's a lime girl. It's warm. Your shit.
Don't you love that highly well recorded?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, that's kind of what you expect for those. I don't know.
It's the each one of these things is like 40 minutes long. There's like eight episodes for each season.
Yeah. But I'll say this, Daniel.
Yeah.
Did they not sound like white, skinny, gay?
Yes.
You don't even need to see the porn. You can just listen to them talk. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's Helix.
No, Gary. Sure. Yeah, Gary, this is not from Cocky Boys. This is, if you have Amazon Prime, do you have Amazon Prime, Gary? If you have Amazon Prime, it's part of Prime Video. It's just called Helix Studios Presents. It's gotten 2 out of 5 stars. And I think the only reason it has 2 is because someone left like a 5-star. It's like, I don't know what you people are talking about. This is great. So
no. It was probably a fan of Helix. Their favorite star
Worth you getting Amazon Prime for, Gary. No, this is horrible. I was thinking maybe if it's a behind the scenes at the Helix Studios, like you would follow some of them around in their daily lives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that would be interesting. I would totally watch a documentary on, you know, porn stars like that. That, I mean, in their daily lives and what it means to do this and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I would love that. But no, this is some contrived fucking story of, you know, someone whose boyfriend broke up with them. And so now their friend has rented a motorhome and they're going across, you know, on a road trip, and they just end up on a beach where there happen to be other twinks. They're like, hey, you want to come with us in our motorhome? Yeah. And then there's a hitchhiker. Oh, let's pick up the hitchhiker. Hi, hitchhiker. Oh, I'm a gay twink too. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's just.
But what's the point of it? I mean, there's no.
That's
porn.
My question. My question is, what is the point of this? Every single one of these boys you could see on Pornhub or what's the other one? XTube. You could see them fucking, right? You don't need to watch this horrible, horrible series to watch them fucking. You can find them fucking on the internet.
Are they naked in it or anything?
No, they never get naked. They're only down to their underwear. And it's like, it's the normal Helix guys. Garrett, what's Garrett's name? Garrett.
I don't know porn star names.
You could literally just type in like Helix Garrett. Like Helix Garrett. There he is. Garrett Kinsley. He's like in all of those.
Okay.
Let's see. Here's some images of him. Shall I put some images of him in the chat room?
Sure.
He's like in every Helix. You don't watch Helix though.
Well, no, it's so my porn these days is more, I go to Twitter and I just randomly click on things that Joe sends to me mainly, but it's more short form, like, you know, the little clips that are on Twitter and stuff like that. So I don't go to one studio or the other and watch an entire thing. And I'm not a member of any websites. So
I'm having to find,
I'm either PornMD or Joe. Joe MD.
I'm trying to find a picture that's large enough, because it's like a lot of these are really small. Let's see.
He's been slowing down recently though. He hasn't been sending as much.
Here's a picture of Garrett Kinsley.
Oh.
He's been in everything. He's like generic twink.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a generic twink.
Here's the thing. I kind of want to get a Carnal Plus subscription, but they really want a lot of money for that shit.
Oh, it's several websites all like rolled in one or whatever.
But it's like they're very proud of it. It's like $69 a month.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
It's like, no, I'm not gonna pay.
You
I don't
won't even
need...
pay $10 for Hulu.
I don't.
What are you? I mean, 67?
I won't. I'm not gonna do
You'll
it.
Have to cancel all your other subscriptions.
I'm gonna have to email them and go like, hi, I have a very successful gay podcast and we'd like to give away a free membership to your website as like a prize.
And we'll need one for ourselves.
No, I was just going to win the prize. I was just
I see.
Oh, and the winner of the prize of the free porn subscription is Daniel.
Couldn't you just say we will sponsor your website and we don't need any payment. All we need is a couple of accounts.
Yeah, Oh, now suddenly you want an account too.
Well, I mean, if we're just giving out accounts here in this fantasy. I mean, why not?
We can send the emails. Like, the worst I can say is no, right?
Yeah, you know, that's how I got my famous what was it called?
Some sex toy.
It was the dildo kit. I can't remember what it was called.
The Clone of Willy.
Yeah. And they sent us free. They sent us all that stuff for free.
Well, there you go.
So we just got free crap for talking about them on the show. We didn't get paid, but we got a free kit.
Get a free kit.
We got a free Willy kit. More than one. We got five or six, I think.
That wasn't my whole point, was what is the point of that? What is the point of watching twink porn actors who aren't actually doing porn? That's like,
know.
you're not fun to listen to. You're not exactly, rock. If it was like more of an everyday life thing, then you could judge like, maybe they're smart, right? Apparently this Garrett Kinsley guy is in like medical school. Like he's like, some research scientist or something.
Do you think
a chemist?
I mean, this seems like a stretch, so I'm not sure if this is a good theory that I have.
What's your theory?
But do you think they have it just as a way of saying to these actors, if you want to become a real actor, we're going to do this non-porn thing and we're going to have you guys in it so you'll get experience, being an actual, because a lot of these guys, and women will say, I want to be I want to get into acting, not porn, but just, acting. So maybe that's their transition from porn star to.
Did you ever watch Judas Kiss?
No. What's that?
Judas Kiss is a film. Let me find out what service it's on. It's probably a service you already have. Judas Kiss. It stores. Do you remember? What's his name? Who was all the rage when we were coming up in porn? What was his name? I know you know him because you used to think you look like him, or you used to say, "Oh yeah, people say I look like him." Brent Corrigan. Remember? Do you remember Brent Corrigan?
No, I do not think I look like him.
Okay, but
said I look like him.
Right? Do you remember Brent Corrigan?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's still a porn star, but
he is. But he also did a legitimate acting role in this movie called Judas Kiss, as not his porn name, as Sean Paul Lockhart. This was his foray into legitimate acting. He was actually quite good. He was like, I thought he did a really good job in this role, and I find it sad that he never got to progress as an actor because of his porn past. It was just kind of like, that's kind of sad. But what is Judas Kiss on? How do I find? I have to go to Just Watch.
Well, anyway, I mean, I'm just saying maybe all the actors are like, or maybe all the porn stars are like, but we want to act in something real. And they're like, okay, we'll make this other thing. I don't know.
I feel like maybe, but at the same time, I feel like this series, this Helix thing, I think was more of a case of one of the twinks fancies themselves a movie producer. And so it was because the person that's listed as producer is just another one of their porn stars. I feel like, you basically just convinced Sugar Daddy to like, fund this for me.
Yeah, probably.
We already have the equipment. We already have the movie equipment. And it's just like, we're just going to do this thing and we can be legit. No, it is not available for streaming anywhere other than, I mean, you can buy it on Amazon for $2.99. It's a movie. I thought it was,
what was
quite
it
good.
Called?
Judas Kiss. I thought it was quite good.
Judas Kiss.
Yep.
Okay.
But
I'll put that yeah, right below.
Right after you.
The Expanse.
Right, The Expanse.
I'm gonna finish Expanse
and
then
asking Joe to help me manifest.
And then Judas Kiss or whatever it was called.
Asking Joe to help me manifest my 2-bedroom suite.
Yep.
Thank you, by the way. I didn't mention it on the show, but thank you for the birthday present, the chef's table.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope they have red wine.
That is my fear. That is my fear of the whole thing is like, all right, well, if they only have white wine, then
is that really a fear? I mean, is that not a first world fear?
As a fear.
They may have white wine at my chef's table experience.
It may just be, oh yeah, we paired it with this Chardonnay. It's like, I spit at your fucking Chardonnay. I don't like Chardonnay. But then there's a part of me that's like, you know what? Maybe I should just try it. Maybe I should see if there's something to it. Because yeah, I can always.
You definitely should. You know, when you go for an experience, you don't want to.
What if every course was paired with a dirty banana?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how to respond to that. But I will say, I don't like bananas.
Uh-huh.
However, when we were in St. Thomas, we had banana daiquiris.
Yeah.
And they were so good, and I couldn't really taste the alcohol that much. I hate it when I can taste the alcohol.
Yep.
And then I don't know where we were, but we were somewhere recently that had a banana daiquiri here, like somewhere, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And it was so good. I mean, it was, you know, I thought maybe the banana daiquiri was really good in St. Thomas because it's where it was invented. I think it was where the banana daiquiri was invented, was at this place.
Yep.
Anyway.
I just posted in the chat room.
Oh.
A picture of the dirty banana guy.
Oh.
You thought that was me?
No. I thought it was Auntie Scott. And Ricky. I really did.
Honestly, that was a picture of Andy Scott and Ricky.
And Ricky.
No, Adam. These will be the people we're looking out for on our ship. This is the dirty banana guy and his wife, who has no name. I'm assuming it's like Mrs. Banana, maybe.
It's Mr. Dirty Banana and Mrs.
Rusty Trombone?
I don't know. Filthy Peach or something. I don't know.
But I so wanted to reply to his post. I wanted to be like, dude, this is the greatest thing I've ever read out of context. But I don't know if I'm going to offend him because maybe he's not the brightest bulb on the tree. Maybe he's like, you know, one of those people that just doesn't get a joke. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't want to offend him because he didn't offend me. I find it hilarious that
you do tend to offend people. That is
that here. This guy is 48 days away from his cruise. And he is just thinking about that fucking dirty banana. And it's like, dude, if you really like it, like this is what confuses me about Taylor the Latte.
Like a banana daiquiri with some cocoa powder or something. Like, what makes it dirty?
The dirty is the Kahlua. So it's basically Kahlua and banana and let's see. Here's a copycat dirty banana recipe. It's rum cream, a banana, and then Kahlua. So it's Kahlua, rum, and like heavy cream and a banana.
Okay.
So there's no chocolate in it, which means I could have it. There's no chocolate in it.
You could.
That's a dirty banana.
I feel like we must
have a dirty banana. Hell yes.
After we've had this, I'd never even heard of this, but I think it's something we have to do and
I feel like we would be remiss if we didn't find this man, purchase him like multiple dirty bananas. You know what I'm saying? Like like, here, like, I don't know how we would even buy them for him because we have a drink package. So, you know, but it's like, and I think we should invite him on our podcast that we record on the ship just to find out. It's like, how did you become Dirty Banana Guy? How, what went through your mind when you made that post 60 days before your cruise? And all you could think was, I can't wait till I have a dirty banana. Because it's not complicated. You could go make it yourself. Like, if you really, really wanted a dirty banana, all you need is Kahlua and rum, rum cream, and cream. There you go. You're done. And a blender. Yeah,
but I mean, you know, I mean, maybe he's just, you know, he loves that drink on a Royal Caribbean cruise.
Taylor Delonte Boy is the same way. He loves those banana caribs or something that they have on the Disney cruises. Uh-huh. And I'm like, you know, you could look up that recipe online. You could make one yourself. Like, you don't have to go on a Disney cruise just to have that drink.
You could also play the music from Hope or Wishes or whatever on your keyboard behind there, and you know,
it would
be as if you were there.
Whatever.
But there's something about being there.
Fuck you.
I'm just saying, you know. There's an experience involved.
There is an experience involved. You know, I noticed on your award-winning podcast, The Geeky Gay, the other day, that you used Zach and I as an example of, well, if we moved to Arkansas, then we could be friends with you and Mittens. We could go do things together, like go to Disney. And I was like, no, you would have to move to Florida. The whole point of us going to Disney is that we get Florida resident passes. It's like,
yes, but that wasn't the point of what I was saying.
No, I know. Saying, but you know, you could now that you work remotely. We could do
things together.
Now that you work remotely, you both work remotely, you could move to Florida.
We do. Oh, yeah, we could. That's true.
There's houses right here in my neighborhood for sale. Well, this isn't our forever neighborhood, though. Oh, we could buy a compound.
Do you know?
Do you want to buy a compound?
Yeah, let's do it.
Like, you know, like 12 or 14 acres, you know, like a compound. And we could both build our individual houses on it. It's like you could build.
Are you going to have like a trail?
No.
No,
I want a small lake in the middle. I want a small lake in the middle. So like your house would be on one side of the lake. My house would be on the other side of the lake. And then, you know, we'd have boats and docks and stuff. We could have barbecues. We could go to Disney.
Oh, in Florida. And we're going to have water. We could have alligators.
Yes.
Crocodiles or something.
No, just alligators. Alligators.
That's okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it, Adam.
Let's do it.
Just come down. Come down. We'll buy you know, some land. Yeah.
But the point was not go to Disney. The point was, hold on.
Why are you against me putting trails on why do you not want trails?
Where did that come from? That was like 3 minutes ago. And it just all of a sudden came back. Yeah, no,
all of a sudden, wait.
Like,
why are you sex shaming me?
I'm not against it. I'm just asking if that will be a feature at the compound. Kind
of rolled your eyes. And I think we can build a campground on the back side of the the compound.
Well, maybe we can make some money off of it. Yeah, it could be a side hustle sort of thing.
And then every Friday night, we could do our show. At the campground in front of a live studio.
Oh, yeah. Everybody would love it.
They would love it.
They would absolutely love it.
We love it. What were you going to say before I interrupted?
I don't know. We were talking about
George Halliwell, the dirty monkey, or the dirty banana guy.
I lost it. I'll think about it in a second.
Oh, dirty banana guy.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have one because the Pride 48 compound.
That's right. We could have our yearly events there.
I mean, it's true. I think most of the Pride 48 members would love a campground.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think it'd be great.
Didn't you say one of those campgrounds had this trail that had like creepy, like, teddy bears sculptures and all that kind of
little
stuff.
Little artwork on the side of the trails, yeah.
You're like, what is this stuff?
That was the woods. The
Blair Witch Project or something.
That was the woods in Lahayton, Pennsylvania. which is on my list of like the greatest gay campground in America that I need to go back to. But I think this year we're not going to, like last year we did like a long trip, like a 10-day or 14-day trip in our camper, and we worked from the camper, so we didn't have to take 14 days off work, right? So we went all the way up to northern Georgia to a campground there. And that was basically just to prove to ourselves that, okay, with the proper antennas and stuff, we can work from the rig with cellular. But this year with gas prices and stuff, I don't think we're going to make, because we're doing...
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't have to be really expensive.
We're doing our... because when I'm towing, I only get about 8 miles to the gallon. So when this summer, because we're doing the cruise is our main kickoff to summer, right? That's going to be June 3rd is when we get back from the cruise. So like Memorial Day weekend, we're cruising, right? So I'm camping 2 weeks from now. So two Fridays from now, I'm camping. And that's going to be the last camping trip that I make until after the cruise. Like for Zach's birthday, we are going to go to camp at Fort Wilderness over at Disney, but that's in the middle of the week. Like we won't. We'll be back Friday night. So that doesn't.
I mean, I know you like to camp, but I think you can make it a few weeks, you know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks without camping.
Oh, I understand that. But at the same time, you know, it's camping season, man. I'm ready to, so I'm going down to, I know we have July 4th reservations already down in Camp Mars. But there's a couple other weekends. And the thing about it is you have to make these reservations a couple of months in advance because they fill up really fast. So like at this point in time in April, like I couldn't get any weekends in June, like at this point. June's gone. So like I would have to do like late July or
something. The gays like camping, I guess.
Well, it's not that. It was like there's a lot of campers out on the road, man. It's like it's a growing there's more people entering the camping lifestyle than there are campsites being developed. So like state parks and whatnot are really having a problem because people have to make those reservations like a year and a half in advance to get like at Yellowstone. If you want to camp at Yellowstone, you at this point in time have to make your reservation like a year and a half in advance.
I'm not much of a camper. I do like I go to all of those places and then stay in a hotel nearby.
Right.
So,
I mean, RV.
When you talk about national parks.
Yeah, but I mean, our RV is basically a hotel room. So
that's true. That's I would.
Yeah, it's bigger than a hotel room, and it has its own refrigerator and bathroom and kitchen and so dining area.
Yeah.
So.
Shower.
I said that a bathroom. It has a bathroom with a shower. Yes. Anyway.
Yeah.
I have to go wash
I'm not going camping, but I'm looking forward to the cruise.
I have to go wash it tomorrow.
Do you get up on top of it and like what do you do? Is there a ladder that goes up on the top or?
I have a ladder that I keep in the rig.
I've seen an RV that has like a ladder on the side. Like I don't know if I've seen that.
I don't have that. I don't have a ladder built in. I have my own ladder that is in the storage compartment underneath the RV that I pull out and I can get on top of the RV. But in this case, I need to. I bought some new stuff at the RV show to clean the rig, so I'm going to go try cleaning it with that tomorrow. Also, I mean, we park it for free in my nephew's backyard. And when we went to go pull it out this last weekend to go camping, there were all these little cocoons all over the rig. Like there's these little caterpillars that were emerging from these cocoons all over the rig. I guess it's moth breeding season or something. So they're like all these caterpillars are going to turn into moths, but they're like all over the rig. And I was thinking, all right, well, once we get out on the highway and we're driving 60 miles an hour, they'll get knocked off, right? Those fuckers stuck around. They're like all still over the rig.
So are you
like
murdering a bunch of moths?
I am.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I am murdering moths. So I have to go tomorrow with a pressure cleaner and get the moths off of it.
At what age is the thing that you're excited about doing on the weekend some chore? Like, oh, I got to wash the RV tomorrow. Or, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna hang the slat wall tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to getting that done.
I got planters for Christmas. I got to go set up these raised planters in the backyard that I got for Christmas. That's another thing on my list.
Yeah.
I have a very big list, Adam.
The only thing, the slat wall is on my list.
Mm-hmm. See, but
we've got to book our hotels.
Yeah, unlike you, we don't hire people to do our work. I actually do the work myself. So
if I was putting down
a new flooring, I'd put down a new flooring.
Oh, well, yeah, have fun.
It would be super.
We do the yard work.
Okay.
You paid somebody to rake. We do all that shit ourselves.
Oh, you raked your entire yard?
No, I didn't. But I would. We don't have trees.
We have two oak
trees
that
are big. We don't have leaves yet. I mean, we have some, not enough. There's nothing to rake. Mm-hmm. We have a small tree in the front and that's it.
We have two oak trees that just shit all over the front yard.
I mean, like a year old tree. It's tiny.
Yeah. No, we have huge oak trees.
But I mow every week in the summer. And
we mow every 5 days.
We rake that up and sometimes we bag it, sometimes we don't. So, yeah, I do that stuff. We hire a cleaner once a quarter. We do everything else ourselves.
You know what? I'm with you there, but at the same time, I don't want to hire a cleaner right now because we just have a clutter problem. Like, we don't have a place for everything. So, I don't want to pay a cleaner to come in here because they're going to be like, well, I don't know what to do with this. It's like, there's just... this is just stuff. It's like, where does this stuff go? It's like, I don't know where that stuff goes. That's the problem. So
there are companies that will come in and help you.
I know, but I need to find out who they are. I need to where would I even Google that?
I don't know. There's a Netflix show called Home Edit.
Yeah.
And they actually have a company where they go into people's,
I know
they'll pay. I don't think
that's really cheap though.
And they'll say, I want you to organize my closet.
Yeah, no, we need a whole house.
They get these custom containers and put everything.
Oh, those custom containers are fucking expensive.
And yeah, and they did it. They did a closet for Reese Witherspoon's. She had a special closet in her house. Where she kept her past costumes.
Right. I'm just saying, Reese Witherspoon could afford to pay someone to organize for her.
That one closet.
Yeah, that one closet. Well, how much does it cost? $20,000 to organize my closet? Okay, here you go. It's like, I can't do that.
I mean, maybe there's a Habitat for Humanities for helping you organize. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you go there to save some money. Maybe there's some discount.
Why you got to be anti-Scott? Why you got to be so
I don't.
Mean to me?
I'm not. I'm mean to you.
All right. Well, it's, I know you've got a thing to do tomorrow because you said, well, I got so much to do this weekend and then we'll probably go late tonight and then I'll sleep in tomorrow. And then
God, I wasn't even, no. I mean, it's only 11:30. We can end if you want to end, but we've only,
I don't care. What do you got to talk about?
Going half an hour.
What do you got to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. Well, don't put me on the spot.
Well, then don't put me on the spot. We're going to this thing tomorrow night. I don't want to go.
What thing?
So on the, on the YouTube stuff, I edit stuff. That's my job. I edit the videos. So okay. I contribute to the content, but I edit the videos. That's mainly my stuff. All the socializing and posting, social media stuff is all Zach. So he's been chatting with these other people on Disney Twitter for months. And one of them is like, oh, we're having a big get together over at this Universal Hotel on Saturday night. You guys should come and blah, blah, blah. And so we're going to this thing tomorrow where I won't know anyone there. They're all going to be young. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'll be like, ugh.
It sounds horrible.
But that's where we're going tomorrow night, to this get-together.
Is Zach looking forward to it?
Yeah, Zach's looking forward to it.
Oh, well, that's fine then. He'll schmooze people.
I mean, I'll just be me, but I don't like those kind of events.
Yeah.
It's like
where you don't know anybody and you have to make small talk.
I know. That's why I like I like Pride. I like Pride 48 because I know people. Right? It's like oh yeah,
yeah.
People know us, so these are people we already talked to. So it's not weird. But like going there, but yeah, I got to do something to get the old don't do Disney numbers up because they're pretty small, Adam. They're pretty small numbers.
Well, you mean you think going to this dinner is going to bring those numbers up? Oh, because as you meet people, they will talk about your podcast.
Or they might have us as a guest on their podcast. Because if you're going to advertise to people, yeah, cool episode. But yeah, our YouTube version of the podcast isn't doing horrible. It's getting, you know, steadily like 120, 130 viewers of the YouTube version of the podcast,
yeah.
which is the same. But yeah, our audio download numbers are like 24, 25. Like we don't get a lot audio download. We get a lot of YouTube engagement, but that makes sense that we have a YouTube channel, right? So,
yeah, I was going to say, I mean, so you're from a podcast perspective, you're kind of looking at it either being someone who listens to Pride 48 shows,
right?
Or someone who, you know, knows about it because of right. Mix Minus or something.
But someone that went to Spotify and literally typed in the search term gay Disney. Like when you type in, when you go to Spotify on the web and you just search and you type in gay, I just typed in gay Disney. We're the number one result, top result. Don't do Disney without us. Show.
Yeah, but I was going to say, I got that. But what I was going to say is, you know, there's a small...
RT Cruiser, if you have questions for your upcoming Disney trip, even Disneyland, we've been to Disneyland, you absolutely need to call us on the show or email us on the show and let us answer your questions for you. We are, no matter what you say, no matter what you think, we are actually Disney experts. We actually are... Honest to God,
he's had the Golden Key tour.
That's right.
So you know.
Oh, you know what? You know, and I made a joke about maybe we would run into Bob Chapek there and everything. But you know who we did run into was Josh Damaro. We had a conversation with Josh Damaro. He's the head of Disney Parks. But we were walking into Epcot to go to my birthday dinner at Le Cellier.
And he wished you a happy birthday?
No. Well, he could have because I was wearing a birthday pin, so he would have known it was my birthday just by looking at me. But as he was walking the opposite direction from us, and I was just like, oh my God, that's Josh Damaro. And as I'm pointing to him and saying those words, he like waves and goes, how you guys doing tonight? And we're going, great, how are you? He's doing great. And he walked past. I'm counting that as a conversation, Adam. We had a conversation with Josh Damaro.
Okay, well, good. It was probably because they knew it was your birthday, and they're like, hey, mm-hmm. Josh, go talk to Dan.
That's right. Oh, RT Cruiser, it's all changed since the last time you visited back in 1965? Yes. Yes, it's changed since then.
I can't believe I thought that picture was Andy Scott. I really did.
He has us turned off. You see how he's got the deafen thing on there? So
he's not currently listening to us. Like, yeah. I thought... That could be Ricky, and that's could, you know, I don't think he has a Santa beard like that at the moment, but
he might,
you know,
he might. I'm sure he's all depressed now because he's no longer on his cruise. And if you've watched the video, you'll see that Drew has like super long hair.
Oh, no, I haven't. I have not watched the video.
You should watch the video. It just got posted today, but, Drew's got really long hair now. I feel like, you know, from a video standpoint, you know, Adam, as an accomplished YouTube creator myself, I feel that I'm able to comment on other people's videos because...
Oh, before you do that, it just reminded me. I was going to tell you another reason that your podcast numbers may be small is because the YouTube audience that you've got that are really interested in Disney...
Yes.
They want to watch video rather than doing
audio.
I know. That's why they're watching YouTube. So
I know.
That's why you're steadily increasing on the YouTube channel. Right.
That's why we have that's why we put it in both places. So that's why we do the video version on our YouTube channel and we do the audio version. So if you add them together, right, we have like 125 video watchers and we have like 25 audio listeners. We have about 150, which is not bad for less than 10 episodes. Like that's not bad.
Yeah. But when you get big, because, you know, those topical podcasts get bigger than shows like this or, you know, The Mix.
That is the theory, so yes.
You guys need to advertise your other, you know, The Mix.
That's right.
Be like, I do this other thing.
I do this other show.
Go listen.
Called The Mix. Oh, I do that, though. I mean, I've mentioned our podcast on... No, I don't think I've ever mentioned this podcast. I think I mentioned That Darn Elvis because I feel like you and I talk about things that are more exclusively gay that like a straight audience probably wouldn't care about.
Yeah. And we're not PG-13.
Yeah. On Vera's show, or I mean, when I did that show with Vera or with Auntie Scott, we didn't really talk about sex stuff. So it's like, I knew that was one that coworkers could listen to or whatever. It would be like, okay, yeah. It's like that kind of a thing.
True.
I mean, not that we do pornographic stuff. I mean, there's hardcore. I've been listening to this one podcaster who does a show called Diaries of a Homosexual.
Okay.
And I actually sent him an email. Did I tell you this? I sent him an email and invited him to join Pride 48. He's never replied to it, but I don't believe he's actually submitted a thing on Pride 48.
I don't think so. I think I get an email.
Yeah. But anyway, what was my point of this, Adam? What was my point? We were talking about something. And I was like, you know, I've been listening to this, but what was the...
You said you've been listening to this podcast.
I know, but what we were talking about before that? Because this is what led into that. And now I'm old and I've forgotten what we were talking about.
Chat room, we're having trouble remembering what we were talking about. Can you...
I was listening to this show. Anyway, I invited them. Yeah, they never... but I feel like we should probably... do more of that. We should probably like reach out to other podcasts to get them. Cause when you look at our list, there's some great podcasts on there, but there's a lot of them on there that have pod faded and have, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I've archived quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are even more.
I feel like we should have a well written email introduction as to who we are and why they should join us, and it's free and shut up, just come join us.
Okay. You can do that.
Okay.
I mean, you can come up with that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. Look at me delegating.
Is that what project owners do?
Yeah. Well, product manager. I'm not a project owner.
Go ahead. Go ahead, what?
You need to... He says, we need to get a guest spot on Gayish.
We should.
I don't think we'd fit in.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that our chemistry would be right with them.
I had a question.
Completely different chemistry than we have.
I had a question, though.
What?
I mean, we could do something with the Gayish Boys. We could do a thing.
Don't forget the thing you were going to ask or whatever.
No. I already have. We could do that thing that we used to do, as an April Fool's joke. We could see if they want to swap shows with us for a week. You know what I'm saying? For April Fool's.
They won't.
Well, I don't know. We could ask them at dinner.
They don't want to. They're not going to want. You can ask them.
You don't think I will? So I will ask them.
That will be so awkward because I think, really? We get like millions of downloads every episode.
But they still get their own downloads.
Our listeners are going to be subjected to your bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. No, we would do their format and they would do our format. So,
Well, okay, if you're saying for April Fools.
Yes.
That's a long time from now because we just had April
Fools. I know, it's a year. It's a year from now, so we have plenty of time to plan for this.
Plenty of time to plan.
I have already forgotten what the other thing that I was going to ask you was. What were we talking about before that?
Why do you? I don't know. I don't know what we were talking.
We really are hopeless, aren't we?
We are.
We're just like.
I don't pay much attention as we're going along and talking about things, and then you're saying, "What were we talking about?"
Oh, it had something to do with throwing down. Wait, it had something to do with throwing down. And oh, I remember what it was. I want to know who was it. What was that email or voicemail that came in from some guy that like trashed every former host of RuPaul's Drag Race recap?
Oh,
yeah. It's like, I was like, wait, I want to hear. Wait, this they would. So he was trashing me too. So I was like, the only one he didn't trash was Donna Sugars. I was like, wait, I want to know what he said.
Okay. What? I don't remember exactly what was said. It was just a trash talk voicemail.
But he loved Joe? Is that the thing? He's just like, I've hated all these other people, but I love you? Is that the gist of it?
No, he didn't specifically say he liked Joe, but he just didn't say anything bad about Joe, I think. I
want to know what he thought. I want to know what he thought my faults were on that show. I'm curious to know.
it wasn't a huge or like a really long voicemail where he went into depth, you know, about the fit. Okay, I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't. It was just there were general negative, you know, quips.
Yeah,
I'll say.
Okay.
You know, I don't remember specifically. I remember Joe saying, oh, the only one he didn't say anything about was Donna or something. But, yeah, I don't know. Okay, you can ask Joe when you asked him to manifest for you.
I can't ask Joe to manifest for you. Joe Batanz doesn't talk to me. I don't talk to Joe Batanz. You sit with him every couple of weeks. He's a big proponent of the manifestation thing. And I'm thinking positive thoughts about getting my 2-bedroom suite on the Oasis of the Seas for the May 27th to June 3rd sailing. See, I'm thinking positive thoughts about that. I'm imagining myself stretched out in the
You can remember the dates.
Living room of the Ovation of the Seas, sailing in my 2-bedroom suite. I wanted, you know, cause he was saying that he could manifest parking spots for people and everything. I'm just like, all right, dude, I just want you to help me manifest this 2-bedroom suite. I've already put in my bid. I've already committed to paying another $2,000 on top of everything we paid. So almost another 3,000. So like I've committed to paying another 3,000 bucks. Or was it 4,000? No, 3,000. Another 3,000.
I don't remember what you bid. I think it was more around. I think it was more along the lines of 4,000.
No, because it was per person. I know I didn't bid 2,000 per person. I think I bid around like one of them
like
that
you
I was
were
pushing,
close to. That.
Yeah, one of them that I was pushing it to was like 1,600 or something like that. So it would have been 3,200 or something like that. But I just went with whatever they said was a good.
Maybe you'll be happy when you don't win. Phew, don't have to spend that money.
But if I do, then I get a lovely sky suite.
Well, there were three different things you bid on or something.
Yeah, like. Yeah. But all of them were sky class, which means that I get to eat in the special dining room,
the sky buffet,
anytime I want, and there's a concierge area, plus I get my internet stuff refunded because the internet comes with the suites, so I would get that piece of my
I was thinking there, so there's a hotel chain that Mark and I have stayed, maybe it is Ritz-Carlton, I don't know, there's a hotel chain that we've stayed at a few times. And if you pay extra, they have what they call like club level or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Club level is a thing at Disney as well. Yes.
And then they have like a special lounge.
Yeah. On that
with
floor.
With food that's yeah. served and stuff.
Yep. At two different times in the day, like in the morning and in the evening.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wonder if that sky whatever bullshit you're talking about, would it includes like a lounge where they have...
Oh, they have their own restaurant. They have their own restaurant that you can eat at in place of the main dining room. And it's supposed
well, I was wondering
to
if like, you know, you get a concierge, so maybe in the concierge suite they have wine and food. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll find out. We will find out, Adam, in 48 days when we are on the Ovation of the Seas.
I know. It's exciting.
I don't know anything about these tests, though. That's the thing that I'm going to... Like, I don't know...
The COVID test?
Yeah. Because it has to be 48 hours before,
yeah.
And we're going to be in Seattle. So
yeah, I think...
But I mean, they have proctored ones online, right? Like you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Royal Caribbean has a specific one that they accept.
Yeah.
So if you go on their website, I think you can somehow, they have a horrible website, as we know.
They do.
But I think you can find on there what they accept. And then they may even have a link to where you can buy it. But I know it's a specific one.
Yeah.
This is the after show.
Who is this the after? Oh, Auntie Scott has rejoined us from the land of
welcome
the,
back. Where did you go?
Probably eating dinner, watching Charlie Chan. Yeah, Charlie Chan.
How many? Okay, are we gonna be on what episode number are we on right now?
We
of Dubious Intent or Mixed Sinus. This show, like what's the episode number?
70 something. This is going to be the one that we just recorded is 77.
Okay. I feel like when we're celebrating our 200th episode of The Mix, Auntie Scott will still be on, have a new Charlie Chan movie to watch.
So Auntie Scott, but we have to catch Auntie Scott up here really quickly. Auntie Scott.
On everything that's happened?
No. Just the one or... the one thing that tickled us to no end, which is I posted a picture of this couple that's going to be on our cruise. You can see it slightly above you in the chat room there. I posted this picture of this couple. This man went on to the forums of our ship and said, I can't wait till I have a dirty banana. And so I have to find these people on the ship. He's the dirty banana guy. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to buy him a dirty banana cocktail. And it's like, and I want a t-shirt. It's like, I met the dirty banana guy. But when I posted the picture, Adam thought that he thought it was you and Ricky.
I did. I said, no.
Oh.
No, I'm why? I mean there's nothing wrong with either of them.
They're wearing tuxedo t-shirts. Do you really believe that Auntie Scott and Ricky would deign to wear a tuxedo t-shirt?
I mean, I hope it doesn't make me a mean person, but I seriously thought that's what... I didn't even see that Daniel posted it. And so I thought Auntie Scott had posted a photo. I'm not even being mean. Like, that's...
He has more hair. He has more hair than Auntie Scott.
He does. Yeah. And I don't think you have a beard like that at the moment. But
I'm going to buy this man. I'm going to buy this man all the dirty bananas he can. Again, I don't. He probably has a drink package, so I can't even buy them for him.
Well, I have to have a dirty banana.
I want to have a dirty banana with the dirty banana guy. I want to be like, dude, you.
So wait, are you saying that really is the dirty banana guy?
Yes, that's the guy that in our forum said, I can't wait till we're on board and have a dirty banana. That's George Holloway. No, what did I say?
I thought maybe that's what you imagined him to look
like. No. This is actually the guy.
The actual photo.
This is the actual guy who went out of his way to post in an internet forum that he is looking forward to having a dirty banana and with no context whatsoever. So.
Well, we can definitely make t-shirts.
Right. Oh, the boy in the underwear above that, Auntie Scott, is his name is Garrett Kinsley, and I was talking about this new, well, it's not even new, it new of last year. There's a Amazon Prime series. You have Amazon Prime, so you can watch this if you want to, but it's called Helix Studios Presents, and it's all these twinks from this porn studio that do like no porn, but it's as if the world is populated by stupid twinks. So it was a horrible show. I don't know why it got two seasons, but somehow it did. But it's on Amazon Prime. It's called Helix Studios Presents. Oh, look, it's Kathy Marshall here, Adam. Kathy Marshall, who, by the way, is not a lesbian.
I know. I'm the one that told you.
I know, but I don't know if Kathy Marshall was listening back then. That was earlier in the show, Adam. Earlier,
I know,
in the show.
She is happily straight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, she heard you. Apparently, she's been looking all over the house for this purported husband. Adam says is here.
Wait, mm-hmm. Doesn't she have a husband? I could have sworn. Wait, doesn't. Didn't she say she's...
Oh my god, I'm turning red. I'm turning like beet red here. I just looked up at my video and I'm just like, oh my god, I'm very red. I should compensate with some kind of like filter.
Wait. Now you need to be careful because your blood pressure. We know that's a problem.
That's true. So my blood pressure is a problem.
Don't get overly excited.
Can't get overly excited.
Whatever you do.
By the time I get on the cruise, I'm going to be so fucking bald. Look at this. Look at how thin that is. This is that COVID shit. I just, when I went on that Keys of the Kingdom tour, I've never had to worry about my head being exposed. So I only put sunscreen on my face and on my neck, you know. But the top of my head got sunburnt from being out in the sun for so long. Like I had sunscreen everywhere else. I just didn't put it on my scalp. It's like I had like sun. It's still itchy from that. It's
you'll have to miserable. Be careful about that. You don't want to get skin cancer up there.
I have a hat. I've been wearing when I've been out for my daily walks. I've been wearing a hat.
Well, that's the advantage of being a person who wears a baseball cap most of the time. Don't have to worry about a sunburn scalp.
So, Auntie Scott, I'm assuming that you had a wonderful cruise. I watched the first video tonight. Well, this afternoon, actually, I watched it. But I'm assuming, it was up and down. Oh, I look forward to finding out all about that as I watch the series. But I don't think you quite understood my comment that I left on your video because you replied to it in a way that you seemed to think that I was just making fun of you saying toodaloo. I want you to check the spelling of what I wrote, because on your video, you wrote toddle-loo, T-O-D-D-L-E-loo, which I don't, pretty sure that's not a saying. That's all I'm trying to say. Also, I'm surprised that he had it rendered this fast, because on his computer, it should have taken like a week or so to render that video, so... I love Drew's long hair, though. I do love Drew's long hair. So, Drew, if you're listening, love your long hair.
I feel like we've seen Drew with long hair.
Yeah, but this is like even longer with a ponytail on top of long hair.
Okay.
Is very Sean Connery from the immortal people? Highlander. Remember Sean Connery in Highlander?
I feel like
Drew's hair is like that.
Okay. Well, so just longer than like Lan in Wheel of Time.
Possibly more like L. What's the kid in Picard? Elrond or L.
Sure.
Yeah.
Elrond. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Elrond Hubbard.
Yeah. He's
a. By the way, tonight's episode.
Is that Scientology?
Yes.
Is
that what it, yes, Elrond? That was. Okay. Yes. Tonight's episode of Picard was the dumbest episode of Star Trek I've ever seen in my life.
I'm not caught up because.
All right. Well, when you watch it, you'll know, Adam, that it is the dumbest.
They were slow. I thought it was released on Thursdays. What day is it released?
Fridays.
Oh.
Did you watch Survivor, though?
Yeah, we did watch Survivor.
Well, good riddance to Daniel, the stupid white privilege asshole that needed to leave.
I didn't really care who went from that tribe, really. Yeah. So I was. Well,
who are you rooting for? That's interesting. Who are you rooting for?
You know what? Probably no one yet. But I didn't really care. Like I wasn't.
So you don't like that tribe. So
with that tribe.
So that tribe is Mike, the dim-witted mechanic guy, and Chanel, Lydia, and Hi. Is that the tribe with Hi?
Oh, I think I like Hi. Isn't he gay or something? Or maybe we think he's gay.
Oh, Auntie Scott is just now realizing that he did misspell tootle. Anyway, no, I'm just saying it's not mayonnaise, it's mayonnaise. It's not toodaloo, it's toddaloo. Anyway, yeah, I felt, what were we talking about?
You felt horrible. That's what we were talking about.
On Survivor. We were talking about who were your...
Oh, that he was...
You think Hi.
Mr. White. Oh, I like him. I'm okay with him. And I think he might be gay.
I like Hi. Well, I think there's several of them. I think Romeo and Hi and Zachary were gay. But they voted Zach off, like, first. So...
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not really rooting for anyone yet. But for whatever reason, I just didn't care, like, who went home. Okay. Well, I wouldn't have wanted Hi to go home, but I was not concerned because his name didn't come out of anyone's mouth.
Right.
So I was all right with that. Although I think the thing that really sunk Daniel, and maybe it didn't, but I feel like the thing that sunk him is the fact that he went fishing.
Yeah.
And he was swimming for hours, and yet he doesn't do any of the challenges.
I would be useless on this challenge. Yeah.
And then the next challenge that they do,
yeah.
Of course, he doesn't know that they were talking about him. So I guess right.
No, I
but
know.
The next challenge, he there's also no sits swimming. Out.
Yeah, he also sits out.
And so I was like, yeah, well, they're just like, oh.
No, the thing that got me about Daniel was when he got called out on that first tribal council when Hi realized that there were not enough votes and that people were doing some fuckery behind his back. Daniel totally threw his ally under the bus. But on top of that, the thing that he did was when she tried to defend herself, he shushed her. He like shut her down. He's like, yeah, stop. No, but what I found is like, and I'm like, that is such a white privilege thing to do. It's like, that's bullshit.
Daniel, shush.
Like, would you let someone shush you? Would you in a tribal council? No, because white males would fight back. And it's such a cultural thing. It's such a white male privilege thing to do to like shush a woman.
No, I would stick my head in the kitchen door and say, hey, is your dining room open? Motherfuckers.
Always back to the Whataburger. I'm curious though, Adam, I'm curious. What are you looking forward to eating on the cruise ship the most?
Everything. I don't have a specific. When you say what?
Yeah, what?
Are you saying like what restaurant? Are you saying what food item?
Like what kind of food? What kind of thing that you can, you know, that you're like, oh, I'm going to be on a cruise ship. I'm going to get this. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to love it. Anything? Anything coming to mind?
I'm trying to think.
I want to try
the taco place. I think there's a taco place.
I don't know of a taco place.
On this ship? I feel like there is.
Okay. There may be.
On Wonder?
That may be on Wonder. Yes, there is one on Wonder. I don't think there's a Mexican place on our ship. I mean, there's Mexican food on the buffet, but I don't think there's a dedicated.
Just like they have a hot dog shop. I feel like they have a taco place
On our ship, we have a hot dog place, but not a taco place.
Oh.
But man, you know, it's the Wonder.
So no, I don't know. I don't know any specific foods. I mean, I enjoy the whole thing. I like going to the buffet and having so many options and being able to get whatever. A few times. I like, you know, the fact I can go to any of the restaurants and get everything on the menu if I want. Not really for quantity, but I really like variety. And I have to
say this. Auntie Scott, Toddle Lou was my stripper name in the 90s.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the stage. Toddle Lou.
The whole food experience I like. I don't think I have any one specific thing. Do you?
I don't think I do. I think, you know, other than just the normal things that you would get, like lobster and steak and, you know, no, I can't think of anything specifically that I'm looking forward to. Maybe some weird dessert or something that, you know, like vanilla ice cream or something. I don't know. I'm excited.
Vanilla ice cream is not a weird dessert.
I'm excited about it. I know that I want to spend time. I've been watching a couple of channels. I just went on YouTube and I searched for Ovation of the Seas, and I watched like one couple from here in Orlando do, you know, a whole trip. But they didn't get to land in Canada, so they had an extra day at sea. And the one thing that struck me on that one was that the first day before they got into the Straits of Alaska, like when they were sailing between Seattle and Alaska, it was really fucking rough with like 50 mile an hour winds. And like, they just stayed in their stateroom the entire day because it was like they were getting seasick and stuff. So, that's a possibility when we're in the open sea to get bad. But I feel like they explained that because there was a tropical storm going through. And so that was like not normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be more rough outside of Alaska than when you're in the Straits. But, whatever. I also read an article the other day about like the, you know, here's 10 pieces of advice for an Alaskan cruise, you know, from an expert, blah, blah, blah. And one of the things they were saying, which is kind of the stuff that we've already done, which is don't overbook shore excursions and stuff because you're in America. So when you're on, you know, when you get off the ship in these ports, they all speak English. So you can negotiate, you know, you can find, it's easy to find.
We already did it, Daniel.
I know. But I'm saying like when we're not doing anything in Juneau.
No, because we're just going to hike.
But if we get off the ship and there's some like, hey, take a helicopter tour of Juneau for like $100 or something and be like, oh,
yeah,
we can. I mean, but yeah. I'm saying it's much easier than another country because they speak English. We don't have to like convert currency or whatever. We know $100 is $100. And so, you know what I'm saying? So we could end up with something good in Juneau. But she was also saying that, you know, Ketchikan and Juneau are two ports where you really don't need to make any kind of shore excursion because there's just a lot to do right there in the towns.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Clams Casino. I'm not sure what Clams Casino. I am, Adam. I know that you and Zach are not in this camp, but I am looking forward to the casino because I do like to gamble. So I'm looking forward to being in the casino. A couple of,
you know, the casino makes even less sense on a cruise ship. And I'll tell you why.
Why? You go ahead and tell me why.
You've always told me one of the main reasons you like to go to a casino is less about you say, this is my entertainment for the evening. I'm going to spend $500 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so I would like to do it at a casino so that I get free drinks, but I also get to play this game right. and chat with my friends and whatever else, right?
Right.
You have a drink package on a cruise ship. Yep. So your whole thing about the whole reason that you gamble is just for the free drinks doesn't really
It doesn't.
You know, because you're saying on a cruise ship where you've already got free drinks because you paid for the package.
But you wouldn't.
To go to the casino.
If they have a Let It Ride table there, I want to play Let It Ride. Would you not play Let It Ride with Zach and I? Would you? I mean, because I can convince Zach to do it. So it's like, would you not play Let It Ride?
Well, I don't know what Let It Ride is.
It's video poker. It's video poker with people. We're just playing a 5-card hand of poker, but the dealer is working.
I don't have anything. Yeah. I don't have anything against gambling other than. I get this feeling that I'm just throwing money in a trash can after a certain point.
And yeah, so, after a certain point.
But
yeah.
I don't have a problem. I like to play only video, not with the blackjack dealers.
That's what I'm saying. If you're sitting at a table with us, then you can learn to like the dealer with the Let It Ride stuff. I am literally emailing back and forth with Ricky right now. Not kidding. Any message, Adam Burns?
No, tell Ricky I love her.
I hope, all that we should say.
A wonderful cruise.
Yes. Yeah. Why didn't Ricky offer Adam the cruise insurance? No,
there's no feedback. It's not a comment card, Daniel.
She offered me the cruise insurance, which I already had, but you know, she didn't even offer Adam the cruise insurance. So
I did say,
so Adam is convinced that Ricky hates
I'm
her.
Close personal friends with Auntie Scott, and he and I are like one person. And she said, oh, I love the boys.
Yeah.
Right.
I love Drew and Scott, but not you.
Yeah. You're nothing like him, Burns.
Oh, look, she just said that you called her an entitled cunt. I've never heard Adam use the word cunt ever.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I have.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think I have.
I'm going to call shenanigans on that. I'm going to call Toddaloo on that.
I don't even remember. What was Toodaloo in reference to?
When they were leaving. All right. If you go and watch their video, they were leaving L.A. and it said Toodaloo L.A., but it didn't say Toodaloo L.A. It said Toddaloo L.A.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. And then they went and did a conga. But Drew's hair looked fabulous. So.
Oh, we're good.
Honestly, really,
really
annoying.
Emailing, yeah. Not honestly no. Content.
I don't, yeah. The last I talked to Ricky.
I don't assume she said I called her that.
The last I talked to Ricky, she was going to use the credit card on file to pay off my cruise, which hasn't happened yet, but I don't think the deadline's until like the 17th or something. So I think she was going to do it on that day. But I the big date that is coming up for us, Adam, is Monday to check in so we can get an early check in.
Maybe I'll get a reminder email from Ricky.
All I know is, Adam, is that when I get my 2-bedroom suite in Sky Class, I'll already have an early check-in. So
do I need to coordinate anything with you? Or are you just saying check in as soon as possible?
No, just check in. We're trying to get the earliest arrival time at the seaport.
But we need to pick the same one.
I know. Would you be the earliest one possible? I don't know what time on April 11th that we can check in. Let's see. What time can you check in for Royal Caribbean? How early can I board? No. What is check-in on Royal Caribbean? When can I check in for my cruise? Arrival times, online check-ins tomorrow. Okay, this is the question I want to know. Hi, the check-in for my cruise in May opens tomorrow, April 8th. If I stay up until midnight, can I jump start on this? Has anyone done that? I'm just hoping to snag the earliest possible time. And someone says, yes. My online booking opened this morning. I just now at 8:30 a.m. did my check-in and had no problem stacking early check-in time for 11 a.m. So it seems like midnight. So Sunday at midnight is what you're looking for here. Probably midnight Eastern.
Even better. It's 11 o'clock my time.
So, yeah. Oh, you can ask. I don't know that Ricky would know that, but you can ask Ricky if, like, what time do they, when they say check-in is April 11th, how early April 11th? Is that midnight? And is that Eastern Pacific? Because, I mean, we're leaving out of Seattle, which is Pacific. So is it 3 a.m. Eastern time on April 11th? Or is it, you know, midnight at April 11th? Just curious. Just would like to know.
Well, I can try. I mean,
I'll probably wake up at about 6 a.m. and I'll try to check in then.
Oh, will you not be awake at?
I mean, if it's midnight, I'll check it at midnight. But if it's not at midnight, then I'll go to bed. Because, you know, I do have to work on Monday morning.
Yeah. I also have to work on Monday morning.
Yeah, but do you really, though?
I do. I've been working really hard recently, actually.
You've been writing stuff.
Yeah. That's can be hard work. Mm-hmm. Researching.
Did I not getting say the it? Data. Did I say it was?
Huh?
Did I say it wasn't?
You implied.
I wasn't implying that.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's not like you had to mow the yard or...
Okay. Or rake.
rake.
No. But no, I've been accomplishing a lot. Mm-hmm. Accomplishing a lot.
Okay. The one thing I do need to know for our cruise, do I need to bring a mic?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to do, because Zach hit me with this the other day. He's like, because I was like, well, are you going to be okay that Adam and I are going to do a podcast on the cruise? And he's like, aren't we doing ours as well? So I'm going to have to borrow your mic to do our
That's fine. Yeah, you can.
Podcast. So.
And also the recorder.
I mean, I have the same recorder. I could bring it, but.
Oh, that's true. You could.
But no, I'll probably borrow yours. I'll just bring my own SD card. The Adam Burns, has Adam Burns watched my Alaska video series? No, Adam has not. In fairness, Adam has like 16 podcasts that he does a day. And so he saw that there was a video or something, but he has not had the time to get around to it yet.
Sad.
I watched it. I watched it.
No, he's saying Alaska, not the current one.
Oh, the Alaska video series. Now, I don't remember which one was it. I mean, I've watched all your video series, but I'm not sure. Was the Alaskan one the one with Susie and what's his name? Yes. Okay. Yeah. So that was the latest one before this one that we're watching now. Also,
But Auntie Scott, I just want to explain that I am working through a list I'm working through a list of which I've got your Alaska cruise.
Whatever. Don't listen to it. He doesn't even listen to Zach and I's Disney podcast, which 30 minutes a week that we do this little Disney podcast. He won't even listen to that list. He won't even listen.
I'm going to watch it. And then after that, there's some movie I'm going to watch that you recommended.
Judas Kiss.
Yeah.
You won't even listen to my half an hour weekly podcast.
I do. I'm subscribed to it. what are we talking about?
What did we talk about this week, Adam?
I haven't listened to this week's show. But it's downloaded. You got the number.
Oh, I don't care about the numbers, Adam. I want to know that I listen to your podcast every day, 5 days a week.
That is your choice. I don't guilt you into that.
I'm just saying you could give me 30 minutes of your time.
I don't guilt you. I don't say, hey, I'd be really upset if you didn't listen every single day. I'm listening. I gave you feedback.
Yeah, on that first episode.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Daniel. I will listen more. What day do you release it?
Sundays.
I'll see.
Also, I seem to recall on your Geeky Gay this week that you were talking about, like, well, I normally release it in the afternoon, but I didn't want... I was, like, sitting there going, like, you can schedule it. You know you can schedule it, right? You know you don't have to post it immediately. You can just schedule it, and then you don't have to worry about remembering to do it.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't... Yes, I know I can do that, and I do that sometimes. I don't know why I left this room without just going ahead and posting it, but for whatever reason, I thought I was saving this massive amount of time and I could just do it from my phone when I was sitting waiting on my hair stylist or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. As you do.
I should have just done it.
I'm assuming you use a WordPress site for your...
Yeah.
So you just, all you had to do was just dump it in the media library. As long as it was in the media library, then you could have just made the post later.
That's what I did. I uploaded it. But I didn't do the post, which is really fast.
Yeah.
Because
you just clone. You just
I'll do that later.
Clone an old one and you change the the words.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I just so you know, I've been really good the last month at posting this show on Sundays. Not this show, because we're in the after show right now. I post the main show on Sundays, and even though I edit the after shows on Sundays at the same time, I post it, I set it for 5 a.m. on Wednesday morning. So it's like, it's so the after show is always coming out on Wednesday. So it's like the show comes out on Sunday evening and then the after show comes out on Wednesday morning.
Why? That's a very specific time. Why 5 a.m. on a Wednesday?
Because that seems like a good time to release it.
I mean, it's just oddly specific.
Yeah.
Not like, not midnight.
No.
Not, you 5 know, a.m. not 5 p.m. when people get off work.
Nope. 5 a.m.
when people are having lunch. Like 5 a.m.
Yep. 5 a.m. Eastern.
Most
time.
People are not even awake yet.
No, but when they wake up, it'll be there in their
queue. But you could do it at midnight and probably do the same thing. Why 5 a.m.? Why not 3 a.m.?
Because I chose 5.
Okay.
Does it really, really matter?
It doesn't matter and it doesn't bother me. It's just oddly specific.
I chose one of the 24 choices of an hour and I chose 5 a.m.
We release every Wednesday at 4:37.
No, I'm doing it at 5 a.m. I'm not doing it like 5:03 a.m. or 5:07 a.m. or some shit.
I mean,
like
I feel
that.
Like 5 a.m. is
5 a.m. is 5 a.m. That's early.
Okay. Well, I think it's good that you're sticking to a schedule.
How can it be telling me that I have 48 days to go and I can plan my cruise, but it still has a sign in up at the top of the screen? It's like I'm clearly already signed in.
The site is horrible.
The Royal Caribbean site really is. It's crap.
It's maybe we could convince them we can just redo their website and make millions. Or to get a free cruise, we'll redo your website for a free cruise.
I love how the deluxe beverage package is always like slashed from $75. But every time I look at it, it's always 30% off. It's always like $55.99 per guest per guest. And it was just like, why are you saying that it's discounted from $75? I've never seen it at $75 ever.
I think cruise lines are kind of like JCPenney's. You know how JCPenney's is always having a sale?
Yeah.
And you can, we would always shop there because mom would always want to buy things on sale. And you never pay the regular price for something at JCPenney's. Pennies?
Oh, the 3-night dining package is 40% off.
Auntie Scott says every cruise website he's been on sucks. Yeah. A website is not a hard thing to build nowadays.
No, it's not. Shame on them. But we do have a clear thing to sail, so we will not be wearing masks on board because we have to. So that's all been dropped. So there's no mask wearing for us on our cruise. So we will get to enjoy that. Yeah, we'll have fun. It'll be fun. Especially when I get my 2-bedroom grand suite.
I'm getting the golden key tour where I get to go down I-95.
By the way, I know you like the YouTubes.
Yeah.
And there's a YouTuber, I think I mentioned this earlier, there's a YouTuber who works in the casino on our ship. So all of his videos are from the Ovation of the Seas right now. So Chris, he's British. What is his name? Chris
Colfer.
No, it's not Chris Colfer. Let me check my subscriptions. Shall I? Let me check my subscriptions. Shall I?
Yes, you shall.
Where are you, Chris? God, I watch a lot of videos. This just means he's getting close to releasing another one because going back this far. Why don't we have She's Not Doing So Well on my YouTube? Oh my God. Why can't I find him?
I'm ready to go. I have YouTube up. And I've typed in Chris.
I know.
But
All right. I can find it. Ovation of the Seas.
Is he a cute Asian?
Yeah. He is, actually.
Okay.
Chris.
Apparently, Auntie Scott is familiar with all of the cruise YouTubers. Chris,
that cute Asian. Yeah, he is a cute Asian. Chris, he's a British Asian dude. It was on our Facebook group, which you don't look at. I've watched him. Yeah, his name is Chris, but what's his name? Chrysanthemum. Let's see. Let me find it. Here he is. Chris Wong. All right, let me find the...
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Chris Wong Vlogs, and the time has come
Chris again. Wong Vlogs.
Well, I'm starting another
He's, let's see. I'm going to send you the link in the chat room.
This video starts
here we go.
Immediately There's... after where my last video finished. So what? I am
Shut up.
Literally
Wait,
stepped into...
How are you talking?
Right now, I have literally...
I was playing it on this end.
Oh. There you go. Chris Wong Vlogs. He's on our ship. The videos so far that he's posted has just been him getting on the ship, and they're quarantining the crew members, so they're in guest cabins. Like, he hasn't gotten his crew cabin yet. So he's in a regular balcony crew cabin, a guest cabin, because there's nobody on the Ovation at the time that this is happening. And then he's going to be on our ship. We're going to meet him. He will be on our ship.
What does he do?
He's works in the casino.
Oh. So are you going to go up to him and be like, I watch you on YouTube?
Hell yeah.
Will you sign my...
I'm going to be like, dude, I watch you on YouTube. Can you like put my friend here, the Dirty Banana Guy, on your channel? This is George Holloway, my new best friend.
This is Auntie Scott and Ricky. And... We would like a dirty banana, please.
You like a dirty banana. I don't think he's a bartender, but he could probably point us in the direction of getting a dirty banana if we wanted to.
I mean, I bet he could give us a dirty banana.
I know what rum is. I know what a rum coffee liqueur is, which would be Kahlua. Yeah. I don't know what rum cream is. Auntie Scott, do you know what rum cream is?
Is it self-explanatory?
Can I just go to the store and buy rum cream? Or is that some kind of, is there a brand name? Is there something I should be looking for here? Rum cream. It's what you spew after too many rums and cokes. Yeah.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
I bet you the internet knows. Let's see. Rum, cream.
Probably. Right. You can probably. Have you? So I watched.
Oh, it is a liqueur. It is a liqueur. There is a rum cream liqueur.
Yeah, it's probably literally just rum and cream mixed together.
Beyond Bailey's, the 10 cream liqueurs that don't suck.
I say liqueurs and you say liqueurs.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Guapa. Magnum cream liqueur. Mozart rose gold chocolate cream. Rum chata. Oh, rum chata. It's a
rum chata. When we went to, when I went to.
I've heard of rum chata.
Mozart's house.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
And I don't remember where I was. I was either in Austria or Germany. And, they had these little bottles of some sort of chocolate alcohol that you could buy. Little chocolate liqueur.
I hurt his feelings when I criticized my... What? How did I criticize your video? What did I say that criticized your video? I think you're wrong. I don't think I said anything. Criticizing your video. I said it was nothing but a takeoff and a landing. Am I wrong? Oh, I did not. I also said you stayed at the Motel 6 because your actual suite reservation fell through. And so they put you at the Motel 6 for $1,500 a night.
I think it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Rum cream. It seems so, but it had both Kahlua and rum cream.
It had rum cream, rum, Kahlua, and then heavy cream and a banana.
I mean, I feel like that's a lot of cream because
that is. That's a fuck ton of cream.
Because rum cream sounds like it has cream in it. Also, yeah. Kahlua is creamy.
Yeah, could be. I mean, it's coffee.
You're
it's coffee.
They have heavy cream.
Yeah,
as well,
and so that's a
three
banana
different creams.
And a banana mixed in a blender with ice. So yeah, it's a dirty banana, Adam. I don't know what I can tell you. It's a dirty.
I
banana.
Tried to make. I was so excited when I got my Vitamix that I was going to make banana ice cream, and it was going to solve my weight problems.
I remember this. I remember this, and it did not.
And it's slimy.
Did not.
It's like
so. Maybe
like
you won't
slimy
like,
banana.
Maybe you will not be like George Hollowell, and you will not enjoy.
It's funny.
A dirty banana.
No, I told you I like a banana daiquiri.
Yeah.
Isn't that what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Banana daiquiri.
Yeah. Oh, he has cats. Yeah. It's two adorable cats. It's two adorable cats. Now I need to meet. I need to meet Dirty Banana Guy.
Well, maybe we will.
Oh, he's lost a lot of weight. Back in 2017, he was much larger. Yeah. Maybe it's on that dirty banana diet.
Well, you could email Ricky and make a special request
to send a dirty banana to George Hollowell's.
That we need to meet the dirty banana guy and have a dirty banana with him.
Oh, I need t-shirts
while recording some podcast.
That's right. Oh no, at the very least, I want a selfie with the dirty banana guy. That's what I want. That's what I want.
If you really want it, just tell him on the thing that say, hey, I want to take a selfie with you when we get on the show.
No, but I feel like that I can't say that on an internet forum because that makes me seem very sketchy and stalkerish, right?
Okay, if you go up to him on the ship and say, hey, I saw your post on Facebook, that doesn't seem...
No, I'm going to point at him. I'm going to do the bro thing where I'm going to point at him like with both fingers, like gun fingers, right? And point
bro.
Him, it's like, dude, you're the dirty banana guy. Oh my God. Like, hey.
Selfie.
So, can I get a selfie? Can I get you? Do you have a drink package? Because if not, I will get you a dirty banana. Can I take a photo with you? Can your wife take
it? He's like, oh, there's a drink called a dirty banana. That's not what I was talking about at all.
It looks like his last ship was the Majesty of the Seas. So another Royal Caribbean.
Majesty of the Seas.
The Majesty of the Seas. Where they made a monkey towel creature and hung in his room.
Does he cruise a lot?
Well, I mean, his Facebook profile is only, you know, the things that he's only shared publicly. That's all I can see. Because I'm not friends with him on Facebook. So all I can see is like when he changes his profile picture and like the
not few, yet, you aren't.
Yeah, that's right. George Hollowell and I are going to be good friends. That is my goal. To be good friends with George Hollowell, the dirty monkey guy.
No, dirty banana.
Dirty banana. Oh, that's right. I was thinking of the naughty bed monkey, which is Anne from Juvie's Intent.
So. How is she?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Anne in a long time.
Is she alive?
I think.
I mean, would you know?
No. I don't know. Isn't she on the Face Space?
Does Alden keep in touch with her?
You know what? Here's the thing.
Do you keep in touch with Alden?
Well, all right. This is what happened with Alden. Now you tell me what I'm supposed to do. Oh, I apparently have a friend request going out to Anne McHugh, but she has not approved it.
Oh.
So I guess Anne McHugh, must have said something that upset her and she unfriended me. Here's the thing with Alden is when we first moved down to Tampa, we did a couple of things with Alden. We went to a couple of movies and dinner with him and Christopher.
Uh-huh.
And after like three movies and dinners that we went out with them where we said, hey, do you want to go see this movie this week? And yeah, let's go and do that. And blah, blah, blah. It got to the point where after like three of those, they never initiated it. It was always us initiating it. And I'm like,
okay,
all right, well, all right. We've invited them out three times.
Okay.
If they want to go out again, they'll invite us.
And they didn't?
No, they never did. So I was just like, I don't know. You know, it's like,
I mean, maybe they don't like you, but also maybe they're not that couple. Maybe they don't, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe they
I would think, you could say that other than the fact that they went. It wasn't like, oh, no, not this weekend. We can't do this weekend. Maybe another weekend, blah, blah, blah. It's like when we asked, I was like, do you want to go to this movie and dinner with us? Oh, yeah, let's do that. And it's like, you know, and we had.
But in any relationship, Daniel, there are initiators.
We had a great, we had a great time at dinner. We had a great time in the movie. And, I did. Apparently they didn't. So I just feel like awkward. It doesn't have to be like a 50-50 thing, but it should be at least a minimal effort on the other couple's part.
Like you would know Alden well enough to just ask him, hey, did you guys not enjoy hanging out with us? Because you never initiated.
Well, what's he going to say? No, Alden wouldn't say anything mean.
Well.
I just let it speak for itself. It's like, okay, well, we invited you several times and then you never invited us back, so.
But if you enjoyed hanging out with them, then why not? Why do they have to be the ones who initiate?
Because at some point you feel like you're just like you need to know. It's like, wait, do you actually like want to hang out with us or not?
But don't you think if they didn't want to hang out, they would come up with an excuse and just never be able to?
Maybe, or maybe they're just, but then that would upset him and I don't want to do that. And like, you know how some
or
people
maybe
are.
Maybe you overthink things.
It could very well be. Could very well be.
I see Alden is very, I don't know, I've never met his partner, so I don't know, but I see Alden is very introverted.
Yes.
And I don't see him as someone to initiate an outing or a whatever. Because he's an introvert. I see him as an introvert. I mean, I could be totally wrong. Maybe he's, you know, they're partaying with all their friends every weekend and he's inviting them. I don't know. But he doesn't come across that way to me.
Okay. I'm just telling you this. This is what happened with Alden.
But you also have other friends that you hang out with, so maybe you're not, there's no gap there that you need to fill.
I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, you know, if it didn't work out, you have friends that you hang out with. So
yeah, we have other friends.
I'm just saying, just didn't work out.
Just didn't work out.
For whatever reason.
Pooh.
I figure, though, they would have an excuse. They wouldn't just keep going out with you if they hated it.
All right.
You know?
I don't know.
Who would do that?
I don't know, Adam.
I'm a people pleaser, as we know.
Yeah.
And if I didn't enjoy going out with someone, I would find a way.
So when we buy all this land and we build the Pride 48 compound.
With the trails.
Are you going to be like, I can't make an excuse because he can see our house. He can see our house from across the lake. So yeah,
I'll just keep all the lights off.
I told them that we were going out tonight. We weren't going to be around tonight. So just keep all the lights off. Don't let them see the lights on in the house.
I'll just tell you, I'm tired. I don't want to do anything tonight.
and then I would call over there. It's like, I just saw a light come on. I knew you're there.
No, I'm not.
All right. I do have
Kathy
to.
Kathy Marshall is saying some people aren't good at initiating social interaction. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
In fact, I'm not a big initiator.
But if you went out with someone like three times on three different occasions and had a good time, wouldn't you be like, oh, we should invite them?
Maybe.
Or even if you don't call them in, but you should say at the end of the meal or whatever, hey, this was fun. You know, let's do this again. I really am looking forward to the new James Bond film. We should go see that when it comes out. There's something. Any kind. I was looking for any kind.
Do you think straight guys do that when they hang out with their friends?
I have no idea. I was just looking for any kind of, you know, notification, any kind of movement towards we are enjoying ourselves. Let's do this again. They didn't have to take the whole step. They didn't have to get all the way to inviting us out. All they had to do was take baby steps towards that. And I would have taken over from there. I would have been yeah, great. No, James Bond. Absolutely. We're going to do James Bond. All right. Auntie Scott.
That was a long time ago.
Auntie Scott says, before you say goodnight, Daniel, say something nice about my video. I feel that I have. I said that I was surprised that you got it up so quickly because I thought your computer would take 15 days to render it. But about the video itself, I believe I have said nice things about it. I said I love Drew's hair. I was more curious. All right, I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you, and this is just. Me as a video producer myself, as someone who makes videos myself, this was something that I felt I should pass along. It's not meant to be mean, but I was more interested in what you were eating at the Motel 6 than the lights of Miami coming in from the window. So I would have preferred more time to be spent on what was that you were eating at the Motel 6? Motel 6 looks like it has some good food. So what was that you ordered? And, you know, as opposed to landing in Miami.
But what did you like?
I said many things that I liked. I liked Drew's long hair. I liked Drew wandering around the flight lounge looking for seconds and thirds. I like him winking at us and going, this is my second champagne. And I was just like, yeah, that's not your second champagne. That's at least your fourth.
Oh, I just boxed the mic. I was trying to pull my pants up and my fingers.
Why are you sitting down? Why are your pants down if you're sitting down? What are you doing during our show that you have your pants down?
No, they're not down. I mean, they're folding over because... You know, fat people problems.
Hey, I just heard today that Royal Caribbean has come back with self-service buffets. So we don't have to have a crew member service.
I mean, I'm okay with a crew member servicing me as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, when I'm in my two-bedroom suite, it'll be the concierge.
The butler.
No, we don't get a butler. We have to be in star class for that. So there's,
okay.
All right. Say goodnight, Adam. Say goodnight to the chat room. Goodnight, chat room. We appreciate you being here.
We've loved having you all. It's been fantastic.
We'll be back in 3 weeks. So the next 2 weeks, unless Adam gets a co-host and wants to do, 1 week without me. But we'll be back in 3 weeks. Goodbye.
Okay.